Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chair. Paragraphs 20 and 21 of the draft report are probably the most important ones because they lay down the foundation for the normative structure that will apply to autonomous weapon systems. As many delegations stressed this morning, these two paragraphs are closely linked to one another and they have to represent one coherent whole. Now, on paragraph 21, we would like to praise the way you approached things here, including the essential components of elements of regulations related to limits or measures that should apply to autonomous systems in the context of a two-tier approach. Now, we're saying that with the understanding that some of the elements may require some additional work. In a general way, it will seem to us appropriate to specify in this paragraph that we are talking about regulatory measures that apply to autonomous systems, and we have to separate it from paragraph 20. Where we're talking about weapon systems that are not banned. Now, on the chapeau, we believe that, like other delegations, it can be clarified through a simplification. For example, the chapeau includes the terms development and deployment in the first part, and then design and use in the second part. So this may obscure things in some way. In fact, the chapeau should stress the fact that necessary measures should be put into place related to the use of autonomous weapons in order to guarantee full respect with IHL. And of course, autonomous weapons should be designed in order to ensure that such limitative measures can be implemented. The proposals related to the text made by Australia, related to the chapeau, we find interesting, but we obviously would like to look at those proposals in writing. Also, some qualifications that we see in the chapeau, for example, possible or where appropriate, is something that we do not find necessary to include here, and we'll be in favor of deleting them. Now, in responding to some of the proposals that were made this afternoon, and as we said this morning, we are open to broaden this set of considerations in order not to limit ourselves only to IHL, but also to include other branches of international law. And we are also open to the way on how we may reflect this in the text. Now, as we look at this paragraph, we have to make sure that we do not lose the most important role played by IHL in the regulation of autonomous systems. Now, on subparagraphs A and D, we praise the inclusion of the provisions related to limiting the types of targets, the limits imposed on duration and geographical scope and scale of the operation of a weapon systems. I think this is central to a two-tier approach, and we have to keep this in the text. Now, following the proposal that was made by other delegations, we find it also appropriate to include an additional consideration here. In other words, the need to have limits to the engagement of autonomous systems in areas or situations where civilians or civilian objects may be present. This is something that we discussed at length over the last several years, and it is especially important to include this in order to ensure the adequate protection of civilians. Now, on paragraph C, we believe that we can delete the reference where necessary in the next to last line. Now, subparagraph D includes some key provisions that we can only support. Most of these provisions provide a real value added, and we have to keep them here in the text. We did take note of the comments that indicate that certain notions and concepts that are in this subparagraph are not fully clear. But we believe that we should keep these references because they are of great importance, and we can specify the exact meaning during the future work of the group when we look at questions of operationalization. Also, the provisions contained in this subparagraph are presented as positive measures in order to guarantee respect of IHL. As others have said this morning, some of these characteristics can be closer related to the notion of prohibitions that we find in paragraph 20, and they can be moved to paragraph 20. Finally, and on another issue that is linked to this, we are discussing the report of the group, and we're not adopting the report right now. As a result, we believe that all parties interested in this process, especially those that can participate according to the rules of procedure, should participate